Go to page 94. We're working on these participles, and I just want to do a few more sentences on these.
Oh, good. This is page 94.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure which one I left off on.
You left off on...
Lakshmiya Madena?
Yes.
Yeah, so we did that. And we're on Ramena, which Hal, on page 94, it's the third one down, Ramena. Do you see it? Of the Sanskrit, Ramena, Bahavaha.
The third line down?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ramena?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do see that.
So you'll get a little bit, you know. You'll at least get some reading practice.
Right.
Okay. All right, everybody, repeat after me. Ramena Bahavaha.
Ramena Bahavaha.
Kupas Tadagaha.
Kupas Tadagaha.
Chokataha.
Chokataha.
Let's do it slowly. Ramena Bahavaha. Then Sandhi. Kupaha. See the Visarga? That S is a Visarga. Kupaha. Tadagaha. That sha is a visarga. So we've got kupaha, tadagaha, sha, utkataha. Really see the sandhi? Ramena, bahavaha, kupaha. Visarga changes to s. Kupaha, tadagaha, sha, and u become o, chokataha. Cha ukataha. Everyone see it?
You know, I'm sorry, I'm totally lost.
Let me see your book.
I'm getting panicky here because I got that far. Ramena, no way.
Oh, we're doing this one.
Oh, I was over.
We
already did those.
Did we already do all of those?
Yeah, I didn't do them.
Maybe you weren't here, Bill. I thought we'd done those too.
You went through them. Weeks and weeks ago.
From Ramena?
But you're going back through them again.
I see.
Okay, that's fine.
I think you're right. Yeah. We started to do them again. Okay, you ready with me now, Penny?
Yes. I'm sorry, Alice.
No, I understand. You're correct, but we didn't do those, but then we went back and started through again. Okay, right. Now. Ramena, instrumental singular, by Rama. Bahabaha, from Bahu. And this is the nominative to plural. Hello? The wrong zip code? Yeah, but it's Anaikati. The Anaikati is the little town above Coimbatore. It's in Anaikati. Do you see? Well, because that's the total address. Did you see the Anaikati above? You know, as long as she has Anaikati there. As long as she has an eye cutie, it's not going to matter. Just put her zip code for Coimbatore. Okay? Make sure to have Swami Dayananda Ashram on it. What? Yeah. That's all right. That's fine. Yeah. Okay, thanks. Bye. Everything's complicated. Okay, bahu, bahavaha means many, and it's bahu, like guru, guru, guravaha. This is bahu, bahu, bahavaha. It's a nominative singular, means many. Kupa, kupa, kupaha, nominative singular. Kupaha, kupau, kupaha, nominative singular, plural, means wells, a well. Tadaga. Tadagaha. Tadaga is a small reservoir. you know, it's like a dug up small reservoir. So you have the kupas, kupaha, kadagaha, cha, wells and reservoirs, utkataha, past passive participle, utkata, see the ta there? Taha is nominative seat, plural. So it says, by Rama, many wells and tadagas are dug.
Were dug?
Are or were. For past passive participle, even though it says passive there, depending on the context, it's going to be are or were dug. So you can say were dug. It's fine. But be a little... don't get too rigid there, because also often the past passive participle is translated in the present. So you can think learn it as are or were dug. Tank. Okay, they've got tank. That's better. Wells and tanks were dug.
Did you say something about kun being an unusual form?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Kun, the in drops from kun to drip. This is ut kun, to dig. And it becomes utkata. And you can see an example of that in the examples there. Kun. Kun to dig. Utkan means to dig up. Ut means up. So kun means to dig. Utkan, to dig up. So by Rama, many, we would just say many wells and tanks, tadaga, many wells and tanks were dug. Hello?
Hello? So these aren't translations of these, huh? This is not translation.
No.
No.
No,
these are like other exercises.
This is how you can write your own Sanskrit.
Oh, you write your own. Oh, yeah, okay. I'll work on that tonight.
You'll have it all by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Good job.
You know what? Just send it. If she won't let you send it, then there's nothing we can do. If she will let you send it, that. If we can't send it, we can't. We'll send it to Martha. Ed, I've got to go.
Yeah.
Edward.
It was 120.
Edward. Let's go. Evam upto harir.
Evam upto harir.
Brahmanaya.
Brahmanaya.
Enam.
Enam.
Ayachat.
Ayachat.
Evam uktaha. Repeat. Evam
uktaha.
Harihi.
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 Brahmanaya.
Brahmanaya.
Tanam.
Tanam.
Ayachat.
Ayachat.
Ayachat. Okay.
Ayachat.
Evam. Indeclinable. In this manner. Right? Evam. In this manner. Uktaha. From vach. Uktaha is the past passive participle of vach. Vach, that va becomes, it goes, takes what's called samprasarana and goes back to u. I haven't taught you that yet, but it means harihi is nominative singular there. So evam uktaha harihi. Hari, uktaha, told, nominative singular, in this manner. Hari, told in this manner. Evam uktaha harihi. Brahmanaya. to the Brahmana, dative singular, like Ramaya, Brahmanaya, to the Brahmana, dhanam, wealth, ayacha, past tense, ayacha, that is going to be a marker for the past tense, ayacha, he gave. Hari, told in this manner, gave dhanam, accusative singular, wealth, to the Brahmana. The one who receives a gift, an object of giving, is put into the data. So Brahmanaya, like Ramaya, to the Brahmana, Brahmana, dhanam is that which is being given, the wealth. Ayachat, he gave. Who gave? Harihi ayachat. Hari gave dhanam, wealth, to the Brahmana. Hari, told in this manner, gave wealth to the Brahmana. Okay? Everyone see it? Ashwam arodhum matir jata.
Ashwam arodhum matir jata.
Ashwam arodhum matihi jata. Say Ashwam.
Ashwam.
Arodhum.
Arodhum.
Matihi.
Matihi.
Jata.
Jata.
Okay, this is, that's, Ashwam is an accusative singular there. It means horse. Aru means to mount. Arodhum. When a root ends in a ha, like ru or duh, duh to burn, or ru, ru means to grow, ahru means to mount. There's going to be very kind of difficult sundis. The ha will go through a lot of changes. Here, this aru dhum, do you know the tum ending? Infinitive of purpose, right? Like guntum or budhum.
The da is in the ha.
Mm-hmm. So that lingual da is actually the dhum is actually infinitive of purpose, and it's gone through some complex sandhis that I won't get into right now, so just take my word for it, that aro dhum is an infinitive of purpose. It means to mount the horse. So remember, the infinitive of purpose would mean to mount, and the object of the infinitive of purpose will go into the accusative. So ashwam aro dhum, to mount the horse. Matihi, the thought, the idea, nominative singular, matihi. The thought, matihi, jata, from jan, like kan, jan, jata, kan, kata. Sometimes when a root ends in in, you know, like jan, to be born, jata, was born, or occurred. So it's past passive participle, matihi, jata. Jata, from jan, jan jata. The thought occurred. The thought was born. The idea came into being to mount the horse. In English, we'd probably just say a thought occurred to mount the horse. Does everybody see that? Matihi is feminine. It's a short e feminine noun. And the feminine short e's are very similar to the masculine short e's. So matihi is nominative singular, but since it's feminine, jata will be feminine. If it was masculine, it would be matihi jataha. But since mati is feminine, you've got to put this jata in the feminine. So matihi jata. The thought was born, auto dhum, to mount ashwam, the horse. Let's do one more. Shatrun jitwa, go ahead. Nagarim pravishat. The shatrun, you see that nya is because of the ja. It's actually, when I break the sandhi, it becomes dental na shatrun, like gurun, accusative plural. Guruhu, guru, guruvaha, gurum, guru, gurun. Shatrun. Shatrun is an enemy. Jitwa is a indeclinable past participle. That twa, from ji to conquer. Jitwa. Having conquered Shatrun, the enemies. Having conquered the enemies, Shatrun Jitwa. Nagarim. Accusative singular from Nagari, which is feminine. Nagarim. Pravishat. Here the verb is pra plus vish. Vish is the upasarga, the little preposition. Is that the word preposition?
Yes.
Thing that goes in front of the upasarga.
No.
Prefix.
Prefix.
Pra vish means to enter. Vish means to enter also. Pra vish, to enter. Do you see how it says pravish, that long ah there? That's because in the past tense, the which is the marker, right? Is the marker. Probably Edward. Pravishat. The is put between the upasarga and the verb, so it's pravishat. There's no subject here, so the subject is included in the verb. Pravishat. He entered Nagarim, the village. Having conquered the enemies, Shatrun Jitwa, Nagarim Pravishat, he entered the city, or the village. Nagarim is an accusative singular.
Right, so if we just had those first three words ending in Nagarim, we still wouldn't know whether it meant to the city, right, as a destination. It could, I mean, we wouldn't know without the last word, in other words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to
know. It was something.
Yeah, well, you need a verb.
Right.
And pravishat is the verb. It's past tense. So he entered the city. Okay. So Shatrun Jitwa, having conquered the Shatrus, the enemies, he entered the city. Now, you know, in the indeclinable past participle, you have to remember that it's only one subject. The one who conquered the enemies is the one who entered the city. And so that twa shows. Indeclinable past participle shows sequential action. Having conquered the enemies, he entered the city. Okay? All right. Let's stop there.
That's in the nature of the PPP, huh?
Yeah. Indeclinable past participle.
Indeclinable.
The twa means that it shows sequential action. First this person did that, and then that. So here it's having first conquered the enemies.
Did I miss out on anything?
No. I get that, but what makes it indeclinable?
Because twa is not declined.
Oh.
It's always the same. It doesn't decline. For the verbs decline, right? So having conquered the enemies, he entered, the one who conquered the enemies. First he conquered the enemies, and then he entered the village. You want to see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Against all odds.
I do. That's good.
Fairly.
All right. We have to stop.
What?
Let's say you're here just in time for the closing.
Good time.
You got your chai.
Oh,
man, what a day.
Purnamadam, Purnamidam, Purnad, Purnamudachyate, Purnasya, Purnamadaya, Purnameva Vasishyate, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.